All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Yes, my name is Julie Ashbrook, and I'm the administrator of the Chillicothe Area Arts Council.
All right, Julie. Well, I see that you guys have a youth talent contest coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what some of the guidelines are for getting into this competition this year?
Yes, you need to be between the ages of 6 and 18. And there are two age groups, 6 to 12, and then 13 to 18, and you must enter a vocal or an instrumental competition piece to participate. It's a juried event, and that means we have two professional judges, and you will need to have a piece of music for each of those judges, and that music has to be purchased music or music that you have borrowed from a teacher or a friend, because of copyright laws, we can't accept photocopies of music. And that's the only potential cost to an entrance.
Okay, now what about their own pieces? Are kids allowed to come in and create their own?
Yes, they are.
Very good. Now, for these kids that are coming in and they decide they want to do this, where do they need to register? What is the cost going to be to them? And when can they start enrolling?
They can enroll now by sending an email application.
Okay.
The deadline for entry is February 9th, and we are promoting this now because we want students to have a chance to prepare their music and to practice and to be ready for the event. There is no entry cost, but you can get an entry form by emailing the Arts Council office at arts@chillicothemo.com, and that's the arts office, or you can stop by the Chillicothe Chamber of Commerce office, and they will have forms available. And those have to be snail mailed or emailed by midnight February 9th to enter. The contest is not till February 21st.
Wonderful. Now, how many years have you guys been holding this talent contest?
I believe that this will be the fourth time that we've done this. We do it every other year.
Okay. And how many kids do you usually have show up for it?
I think that last time, two years ago, we had about 45. All of the students are assigned a specific competition time during the week before the event. They'll get a specific time so they don't have to spend the whole morning at the contest. They'll know when their time slot is, and they can be there in time to warm up and then perform.
Very good. So just to reiterate, this is for kids ages 6 to 18 years. Then they need to have two pieces of music, whether it's singing or instrumental, for the competition.
For the judges, if they need music for themselves, they have to have that too. So that could be three pieces, but they have to have two pieces of music for the judge. Each judge has to be able to follow along on their music.
Okay, very good. So they will only be performing one time.
That's right. They have 6 minutes to set up, perform, and be done.
Okay, now let's talk about the thing that a lot of them are going to be seeing in there. They will be getting a prize for first, second, and third place. Can we tell the kids a little bit about what that will be?
Yes, there's the first place. There are two divisions, and there are three places in each division, each of those age divisions. And the first place is $75, second is $50, and the third place is $25.
Okay. Well, Julie, thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to me. Is there anything, any words of encouragement to our little musicians out there to get them to come and enter in this competition?
Well, it's always a great thing to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. And if you have a chance to perform before two professional judges and to have them give you some feedback on your performance and to do to get outside of just that practice routine where you don't ever have a chance to play before a small audience, then this is it. Your judges are there. Your family can be there. The public can be there if they want to stop in and listen to parts of the contest.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time.